But while building demolitions are already underway as part of the high-speed rail project, the massive rail line is anything but a settled matter. The project has inspired vigorous opposition from valley farmers and business owners, whose operations lie in the path of the train. It's also become a political football as well. This morning, the Fresno County Board of Supervisors will debate a proposal from Supervisor Debbie Puchigian to formally oppose the project. Yesterday afternoon, I had a chance to talk to Supervisor Puchigian about this issue. Supervisor Puchigian, welcome to Valley Edition.
Oh, thank you, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Clearly, the issue of high-speed rail is of great importance to the county and to residents in your district and all the other districts in the county. But the county doesn't actually have a say in whether this project moves forward or not, or how it moves forward. Why are you bringing this to the board today?
We don't have an official say. That's up to the governor, the legislature, and the authority, the high-speed rail authority. But, you know, I think we have an opinion, and I think that it's in our purview to share our opinion, and we have concerns. And we've had concerns for the last 5 or 6 years, and it's just kind of come to a head, Joe.
Why now?
You know, I think they're moving forward. They're getting closer to maybe acquiring property. I don't think they really have acquired much property up to this point. And it, you know, I think we've been patient. We've given them 6 years to put together a viable plan. We've given them 6 years to secure funding. And, you know, I just think now is the time to say, you know, it might be time to just cut our losses and use this money, reappropriate it someplace else, and use it for other things, water, already existing transportation infrastructure, education, public safety, for other things that maybe are higher priority to a lot of Californians.
I think if you talk to a lot of people, even those who may be supporters of this project, they would point out that it has perhaps not been executed flawlessly or far from flawlessly. But is there anything that you think, you know, if they had done this differently, I might be on the other side, or I might be able to at least have a limited amount of support for this project?
Yes. There are several things, Joe. First of all, you know, this was an initiative. It was a voter initiative, Prop 1A in 2008. It went to the voters. It narrowly passed by 48 statewide. And in the initiative language said that the price tag would be $33 billion. The initiative language said that the trains from San Francisco to L.A., it would be about a 2-hour and 40-minute ride. The initiative language said that the approximate fare would be $50. The initiative language said that there was a completion date of 2020, and it also said that there would be private funding and no subsidies. Now, if all that were true, if all those promises made to get the voters of California to vote for this initiative, if all those were true, I don't think we'd be sitting here today. I don't think we would be sitting here asking members of the Board of Supervisors to oppose the project. The problem is, Joe, that promises were made to get the voters to vote for this, and none of those promises have been kept. And I think the taxpayers, I really think the taxpayers, again, I will say they've been very patient, and they've had plenty of time to make their case. They've had plenty of time to come up with a viable plan. They've had plenty of time to secure funding, and they've had plenty of time to keep the promises made to the voters who supported this in the first place. And none of that has been done.
Incoming Senate President Kevin De Leon made some comments about the Central Valley and about high-speed rail, and he would like to see the money that voters set aside for high-speed rail spent in his area in Southern California to improve the existing rail infrastructure there as the initial step. And he said, the Central Valley, why build it there? There's nothing but tumbleweeds there. What did you think about that?
Well, I thought his comments about the valley were somewhat disrespectful, but I did think he was right on as far as when the initiative had San Francisco to LA, we anticipated moving this million people to that million people, not taking a detour through the valley. The ridership in the valley, where the tourist community around. And, you know, now we've learned that, you know, ticket prices are not going to be $50. And, you know, I think the ridership will be down. It's taken this detour that is costing a lot more money. And I think he's right on the issue, but I think the comments about the valley were slightly disrespectful.
Before we go, one final question, kind of dovetailing off of what you were just talking about there and the economic challenges this region faces. A lot of people who are supporters of high-speed rail talk about this as a potential game changer to diversify the valley's economy, to better link residents in Bakersfield or Fresno or Merced County to the Bay Area, to Southern California, so where people could live here in the valley and commute to work in those places and bring build the valley's tax base and things there. Do you feel that this is a potential threat to the valley's ag economy? And is it also important to diversify by looking at things like how to better connect the different parts of the state?
Well, you know, we are an ag county. We've been an ag county for over 100 years. We've been an ag county for many, many years. Now, there are a lot of people around that are embarrassed that we are an ag county, but they really ought to hope that we stay an ag county, because if they plan on continuing to eat and continuing to allow us to feed the world, then, you know, we are an ag county. There isn't soil like this anyplace else on the planet.
But could the county evolve on two tracks, pardon the pun, to diversify its base more?
Well, I think we always want to diversify. I mean, there's areas of this county, you know, we've got a technology park here. We've got we have, and there's always room for diversification. But, you know, are we going to ruin what we have? And I'm very, very concerned that it's not going to happen. And they're going to ruin what we have. And as we're feeding the rest of the world, you know, they're taking away some of that opportunity. And, you know, we do have a poor economy. We do have a, you know, our area is one of the poorest. And would someone live here and maybe take a high-speed rail train to San Francisco and work? Yeah, maybe they would. You know, if they like 109-degree weather and 17 degrees in the winter, yeah, maybe they would. There would be some. But I just have the concern that their job numbers are inflated. There's just a lot of concerns right now. And I just think that it's something for our board. You know, the last time we took an official position on the project was back in 2007. We have two new board members since 2007. And you know what? We're always up for a good discussion, and so I think that's what it will be.
Definitely think there will be one of those happening at the Board of Supervisors Tuesday morning. Again, Fresno County Supervisor Debbie Puchigian joining us today, talking about her proposal that would formally put the County of Fresno on the record as opposing the high-speed rail project as it exists right now. Supervisor Puchigian, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Joe. I really appreciate the opportunity.